And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I hope you're having a great day out there. I've got a special guest joining me today. I'm sure this is going to generate some questions in your mind. And if they do, if he does, feel free to send those my way. You can email me at askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. That's me on the other end. I answer those personally and happy to be of assistance. Now, you know, sometimes you work on your financial freedom right in your own backyard. You create cash flow, you build that passive income, you generate greater and greater wealth. And that's how I initially became real estate retired. We created a few thousand dollars in passive income from single family rentals right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Then we doubled it again, retired my wife, retired myself. We're enjoying that lifestyle now. And I can do that here in Dallas-Fort Worth because the market is very favorable for real estate investing across Texas. And in fact, eventually I started looking farther afield in Central Texas, in South Texas, picked up a few rental houses down near Houston. And now that Lifestyles Unlimited has expanded their footprint and Lifestyles Realty alongside them, I'm looking even farther afield, namely out of state. And today on the show, I'm bringing on a guest, a member of my team, who's in fact out of state, in a great state. He's in the volunteer state, and he's going to talk to us and teach us about that great market. So if you're not in a place where investing in your backyard makes sense, maybe you're on the coast somewhere, California, New York, those places don't generally work. Remember what we say, live where you want and invest where it makes sense, and we're going to learn why this market makes sense. So I want to welcome, first and foremost, Vince. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you so much.
So, Vince, I mentioned volunteer state. For those that don't know, where are you?
Well, I am a resident of the great state of Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee. And you are in Eastern Tennessee, right? I mentioned this on last week's show. I had the opportunity to meet you in person. I was up in Eastern Tennessee in Knoxville for the Southeast Summit. You reside out that way. You're not initially from Tennessee, though, are you?
No. Not to get too detailed about my personal family history over the last 300 years, but my my mother's family emigrated from Germany in the 1700s to Knoxville, actually. And then over the course of the next, two centuries, they migrated westward and eventually kind of landed in Missouri. And that's where I was raised. So, no, I'm not originally from Tennessee, but Tennessee, for me, growing up in Missouri, I love my home state. But for me, Tennessee, I'm proud to call it my new home because it has everything about home that I love and more. So it's something that it's very sacred and special because I absolutely love it here.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. You know, I looked forward to the trip there to the summit to learn about the market. But I'll tell you, I took a little bit of extra time just to cruise around the Great Smoky Mountains while I was there. Enjoy the scenery, enjoy the landscape, the mountains. Just beautiful. But that's not why we invest there. We invest there because there are other dynamics going on, and we'll get into that. So you're back. You know, We know Tennessee is a volunteer state. A lot of people from Tennessee, what did they do? They volunteered. They went abroad. In fact, everyone knows Davy Crockett. What did he do? He came here to Texas. He died here in Texas at the Alamo fighting for our great state. And it seems like a lot of Texans are now doing what you've done. They're coming back to Tennessee to invest. So we'll get into the why. I do want to talk just a little bit about the Southeast Summit, kind of maybe do a wrap-up since we just had that a week or two ago. Maybe just describe for the listener, what is that summit? What were we doing? Why were we doing it?
Basically giving a bird's-eye view perspective of the state overall, just things that are pertinent to understand about if you've never set foot in Tennessee, what does the economy look like? What do people do here? Why do people move here? What has the history looked like in the last 30 or so years of the real estate market? What what things that attract you to the state, you know, low taxes, all the little, you know, things and facts that are of interest to you as an investor to understand the market and why you'd want to be there. And we kind of went through with some photographs. Not only is Tennessee beautiful, but some of the, for example, some of the corporations that are setting up shop here or they've been here. What does our economy look like? How is it comprised with companies and things like that? And then some of the projects that we've done and other projects that Lou Inc. members have done and blazed the path here to see some really amazing successes and to transform their portfolios.
Yeah, absolutely. And this was, so you're, and I should probably clarify, you're a realtor. You're with Lifestyles Realty. We didn't mention that. That's why I have you on my team. You're focused on single family, and that's what I was there. I was wearing my single family hat. So I sat in the sessions with you and the other realtors there. It was realtors not just from Tennessee. We had from Georgia. We also have other, you know, when you think Southeast, right, we've got our footprint in Tennessee, in Georgia, in both of the Carolinas. We've got members buying in other states as well, like Mississippi. Had a great interview with Clint a number of weeks ago on our website. You can find that if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com. I love going to these things because I meet so many people. There are a lot of people in attendance in Knoxville. So the Southeast Summit this year was in Knoxville. About a year ago, it was in Jacksonville, Florida. A lot of people showed up for that. And it's not just people from Tennessee, right? I met a huge contingent from Virginia that made the drive over, West Virginia, from the Carolinas, a number of good folks from Colorado. Texas, of course, was there in huge numbers, and we always show up, don't we? And just great to network, yes. Meet people, learn what they're doing, you know, because a lot of people have already dipped their toes into the water thanks to people like yourself, other members of the realty team. And so it's good to connect, yes. And just get those contractor connections, all that fun stuff. That's why you go to events like the Southeast Summit. If you're listening to me now and you're not a member, why would I do this? That's just a huge reason right there. Networking, team. Right, education, all of which we got in one spot. But Vince, I want to transition. You mentioned a lot of keywords. You said economy, you said in-migration, essentially, into Tennessee. A lot of fundamentals, which I want to get into now, because I want to answer the question for the listener that may be catching us in San Diego. We got a lot of people that listen over there. Why would I invest in Tennessee? What is going on there? What's the draw?
Well, if you've never set foot in Tennessee, the proof is really, the proof is in the pudding, so they say. So if you were to fly into Nashville and to see what that city has to offer, and now we'll get into the other metros, but just the evolution of that town and at that summit, which there is such an incredible opportunity that just a tremendous diaspora of different investors and all people of different walks of life that you will meet and network with and experience that this community is tremendous. But Nashville specifically, in my slideshow presentation, I showed the skyline, how it evolved over the last 9 years, and it's virtually unrecognizable. And it's stunning to see that type of evolution because very few cities, in my opinion, over the last 10 years have had such a significant transformation. And just at the state level, I mean, we're seeing just big, big things. Population growth. I mean, there's just people moving to cities like Nashville, Knoxville, Chattanooga every day. I think it's, you know, somewhere 100 people in net migration. So for towns that are, you know, air quotes, small, for example, Chattanooga, where I reside, you know, our metropolitan area only has, you know, 600,000. So when you compare that to other markets in California or Texas, they're quite small by comparison. But the draw is tremendous. So I'll just kind of focus in on Chattanooga because it's something I know very well. I live here and experience every day is its monikers are Scenic City and Gig City. Unbeknownst to pretty much everyone in the United States until you start researching it, that Chattanooga has the fastest internet network in the world. And that is a tremendous catalyst for growth. If you're from California specifically, like why would I ever want to invest in Tennessee? Challenge yourself to see what companies are moving from California to Tennessee. Different operations that are opening here. Some things that just really are key for me as an investor of seeing markets as they emerge over time. You know, a lot of things in the news about artificial intelligence. Well, Tennessee is an amazing place for all that because of where we sit geographically and how we could serve other markets like Nashville and Atlanta. Chattanooga has dams and rivers that they collect, like the TVA, the Tennessee Valley Authority. So there's a lot of inexpensive electricity for companies. And we've already seen major companies put their toes in the water here. So, for example, Tesla, they opened up a massive mainframe to control all of their Tesla automated driving systems. That's hosted in Tennessee. Just even small companies, too. If you've ever repaired an iPhone, a company called iFixit migrated from San Diego or San Francisco Bay Area to Chattanooga. And the CEO there was, you know, looking at the map and said, where can I open my business outside of California that people actually want to move to? And they chose Chattanooga. So even if you just threw Chattanooga, Tennessee in on the Google search and to see what I'm talking about, a picture's worth a thousand words.
Yeah, I think Oracle, are they not moving, I think, north of Nashville?
They are opening, I think, a $1.3 billion campus. And that's what, when I was looking at it a couple of years ago, that project might even be a higher ticket amount. So yeah, Oracle is opening a tremendous campus there and, you know, adding another layer of transformation to Nashville.
Let me dovetail on that, because that slide deck that you were talking about and Vince presented in Knoxville at the Southeast Summit, and that it was a very stark picture that you portrayed there by showing that Nashville skyline, what did you say, 9 years ago versus today, it just has boomed, and you can really see it just in that one picture. And that speaks to that in-migration that you're describing, 100 people per day. Well, we'll come back to the population count here in a minute. That's a lot of people. And then companies as well, Fortune 500, big blue chip companies, et cetera. I just had to pull up, Vince, the population of the state of Tennessee, at least in 2024, looks like it was about 7.2 million. I reside in Dallas-Fort Worth. The MSA here is somewhere north of 8.3, 8.5. You're going to see that skyline change. You're going to see Chattanooga just really, really blossom. And for the listener, Vince is one of our realty team, specifically in Chattanooga. We also have realty that represent us in Knoxville, in Nashville, and in some of the other pockets. And we'll dive a little bit more, I think, here. We're going to head into a break probably in a couple minutes, but we'll get back to Chattanooga. Can you maybe talk, because I think this is important for people to understand the dynamics of the state. For me, as somebody that's used to looking in metros that are very, very large, right? I mentioned I'm invested in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, in Houston, right? These are huge pockets. Tennessee's not like that, right? You have a lot of smaller cities where people are diving in and having great investments. I think that relates to what? The commute, the drive times, how the geography and just the way the population is laid out is simply different. Can you describe that? I don't know if I'm getting to my question clearly.
I think I know what you're asking. So, for example, if you're a single family investor, you know, you want to invest specifically in Nashville. Well, the home values in Nashville are very high, so the numbers may not work as well. But that, you know, Nashville is a metropolitan area. There are tons of towns that surround it that the home values and the investment opportunities that they are there. And so all of that kind of follows in with this sphere of Nashville's metropolitan statistical area. So focusing on those tertiary cities outside of there, that's where you'll find significant opportunity.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was trying to get to. And I think for me to drive from where I sit north of Dallas to Fort Worth, that can take me almost an hour, if not longer, depending on traffic. And that same drive time, I'm what, practically halfway across the state of Tennessee, am I not?
Well, Tennessee is a very long state. So I think probably 6 hours and some change, possibly, maybe more. The geography is quite interesting. So if you wanted to get from Nashville to Chattanooga, that's only 2 hours. But that's
moving
up and down, north and south.
But I think the bigger point is those tertiary markets, they're actually very interesting. I think they can be very profitable, and there's a lot of opportunity there in Tennessee. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. I thank you for tuning in today. If you have any questions, send those over to me at askandy at luinc.com. Again, askandy at luinc.com. And I'm joined today by Vince. Vince is one of the Lifestyles Realty team, and he is situated in Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's in the southeast part of the state. And we're just talking broadly about Tennessee, why you as a real estate investor or soon to be real estate investor, wherever you are on your trajectory, why you should be thinking about and considering Tennessee to invest in. And Vince, I think in the next segment, we'll get into how you work with remote investors, because I know a lot of the investors buying in Chattanooga, in Knoxville, in Nashville, in the surrounding areas are coming from out of state. So how does that work? We'll talk about some of the state differences, but I kind of want to wrap up the question or the conversation now around the fundamentals. And you've described the Nashville sky. Nashville, great place to go. Although we may not be buying in Nashville directly, you go down to Franklin or Murfreesboro, you go up to Clarksville. I've seen a lot of investment properties come from those areas. Or you head east to Knoxville, where we had the Southeast Summit. Or you head southeast. What did you say? 2 hours from Nashville to Chattanooga. Great market. And I had the opportunity. You guys there in Chattanooga gave me some great tips, Vince. I flew for the Southeast Summit. I didn't go straight to Knoxville. I flew into Chattanooga and spent the day driving around, met with some other investors. And one of them, Vince, one of them said something interesting to me once. She said when she was doing her due diligence that Chattanooga, she's from Texas as well originally, and Chattanooga reminds her of Austin, Texas, the way it was a couple of decades ago. And for the listener, if you don't know what's happened in Austin, that place has exploded. If you bought two decades ago and had property from back then, whoo, what's that doing for your wealth now? What do you see in the future for Chattanooga, Vince?
Well, there's a reason that I chose to live here. Out of all the places that I could possibly live in the United States, or the world for that matter, I completely agree that the trajectory and the prospects of Chattanooga specifically, but as I said, the state as a whole has tremendous growth potential. But if you want to talk about specifically Chattanooga, there's a lot of things that mirror the rise of Austin that are kind of playing out here in real time in Chattanooga as well.
Well, let's dive into that. Let's dive into that market. Tell us about Chattanooga. What's going on?
It's like anything else in Tennessee, and for the most part, it's extremely, extremely competitive, especially for the properties that we seek. Even more so that the properties that are worth pursuing, there's even more action on those. So as a market, it's very difficult to secure a property, but like anything that's worth having in life, you know, a little bit of patience and just some plain old fashioned good luck on your side is the way to go, because just of the tremendous equity, deep equity plays, that's something that a lot of investors are looking for specifically when they contact me, that in Chattanooga specifically, and you know, Knoxville and those tertiary markets in Nashville, there's tremendous opportunities for equity capture. In addition to that, like the numbers just work here, Andy, because we have, you know, low property taxes. I get a lot of investors even coming from markets like Florida or Texas as those property insurance rates tick up, mm-hmm. as, you know, natural disasters unfold and our markets evolve. With that, I see a lot of investors, you know, for lack of a better word, seeking refuge, because Tennessee, outside of a few tornadoes, in some flood zones, it's a good life here. And that's just another one of those reasons why they seek opportunity here, because the numbers as far as taxes, rent values, property values, it's all very favorable.
So let me ask you, I had a question here on my notes that I was intending to ask, and it was simply, do we tend to see cash flow or big equity capture in your markets? And it sounds like we're seeing both. If you don't mind, explain to the listener that may be new to the program, hasn't heard the show before, what is equity capture? What does that mean?
Your equity capture is the value that you have unlocked in improving that property. So if you get into a property that's $200,000 and you are able to invest $50,000 and the property is now, it's after renovation opinion is $450,000, then essentially you've created, $250,000 to $350,000, you've essentially unlocked $100,000 in value in your property.
Yeah, it's value add. That's all it is. You know, we're able to buy at a discount because guess what? These are not typically rent-ready retail purchases that we're making. We're buying off market. We're buying stuff that is in rough shape. And that's great because we've got the team. You know, I mentioned Vince is on my team. Well, aside from Vince, guess what? We've got insurance brokers. We've got lenders, both hard money and conventional. We've got the contractors, the general contractors, the electric, everything we need to then go in and get this thing closed and bought and do those very renovations. You know, a typical example I'll give Vince is buying for 100, putting 50K in. And we see that here where I sit in Dallas-Fort Worth sometimes. Values end up at 250. Yeah, and that's just equity that you've created out of thin air. That's wealth building. That's part of the puzzle. But I'm happy you mentioned as well cash flow. We're seeing cash flow as well. And we talk about typically we want to see anywhere from $200 to $600 in net cash flow in each of these projects. Typically, what I'm seeing when I get the emails from you and the other realty team in Tennessee, it tends to be higher because of the two things that you mentioned, lower property taxes and lower insurance. By the way, I just got the renewal on my personal house. It went up 25%. Bam, getting whacked. Ouch. Once again. Yeah. What is special about property taxes there in Tennessee? I think they're handled a little differently than here in Texas, right?
Well, I can't speak about Texas because I don't have any direct experience with that. But in general, just if you pound for pound, if you look at what states charge for property taxes, you'll find that Tennessee is very, very low in comparison to others. One of the interesting facts that I was researching was the state that has the lowest property taxes was Hawaii. So that took me as a surprise.
Yeah. That doesn't sound right to me, but okay.
Me neither. But Tennessee was, it's low. It's very low compared to the rest of the United States.
And you're right, Texas here. So if I do my underwriting and every time I plug in both taxes and insurance, it whacks my cash flow. And there are things we can do, and I'll talk about this on a show here in the near future. We can go out and we can protest our taxes. It's a rite of spring every year here in Texas to get those values back down and lower our taxes. But from what I've seen in Tennessee, like you said, I mean, whereas I may have a property, let's apples to apples, similar valuation, 300K, it may be $5,000-$6,000 in property taxes here. What, maybe one and a half, two there? I mean, it's a vast difference. Yeah. Insurance, as you said, I've been sitting through the spring storms here, and every year it's just going up and up. So those two things combine to create higher cash flow. So to the listener, if your goal as an investor is to build that financial freedom by creating cash flow and passive income quickly, this is a market to look at. This is a market to look at because you'll be at the higher end of that sliding $200 to $600 scale that we like to look at. And that's true, Vince, in Chattanooga as well as Knoxville, the other markets in your state?
Rent values are super high. And this, like I said, those property taxes for those metro areas, if you compare that stuff, you will see how those rates are extremely favorable as an investor.
Yeah. And thanks again to you and the team there for giving me some direction when I showed up. I spent a lot of time driving around the city there, and it's very beautiful. I see a lot of opportunity there. And I want to shift gears a little bit here because we have a lot of people that invest remotely. You know, this show does play in Chattanooga, and if you're listening in Chattanooga and you haven't gone out and bought that single-family rental, you should do it. And if you're not sure how to do that, well, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, check out our free workshop, become a member, work with a great guy like Vince, start to build your team. This guy's key. He's key to have on your team. And Vince, let's talk a little bit just briefly about maybe some of, well, I just want to put this out there for members that are out of state or investors that are out of state. It doesn't matter if you're going into Tennessee from Texas or Kansas or Missouri or the Carolinas, do your due diligence on each market because it's going to be different. You know, Vince, I learned on that road trip when we went to a couple of houses in Knoxville, I as an investor have to do something there in Tennessee that I don't do in Texas. You know what that is?
What's that?
I have to put a refrigerator in the house. That's included. That's part of the market in Tennessee. So that's a little bit different, right? Security deposit. That's going to, how we handle that, that's going to be different. The eviction process, if it comes to that, which I've had one in 13 years, it's very, if you're doing it right, if you do what we teach you to do, it's a seldom occurrence, but it's going to be different. So these are all state-specific things that you're going to want to get into. And thinking about that road trip, we went and looked at a couple of, I'd say, very different houses, right? They're kind of similar age, Vince, but scope of work quite different. What are you seeing in the properties that you're marketing with our investor buyers What do the properties typically look like? Age, scope of work. What can you tell us on that side?
Well, Tennessee is very interesting in the respect, if you are an investor coming from Texas and seeing what our inventory, how it's different, there's some big differences. Our inventory in general tends to skew older. You know, don't be surprised to see things that we might be blasting that's from 1920. But, you know, as you understand construction and as an investor, you become acquainted with different things about what makes properties different and their construction, you'll see that some older homes can be very, very well built, obviously, if they are 100 years old. But the caveat is they've also had a lot of time to accrue deferred maintenance items, you know, things like that. So because of our inventory is older, you definitely want to have a good team and somebody like me who's helping you identify which properties are worth pursuing and which ones aren't. So, for example, the property that we went to, it was built in 1920. It was just under 1,100 square feet, and it was a 2-bed, 1-bath. And, of course, the Lou Inc. model really is trying to teach you that try to stick with something that's built 1970 after, and you want to stick with the bread and butter. You want a 3-bed, 2-bath. In a garage, ideally. Those are very Texas-specific, usually, because other markets, they just have different inventory and different consumer preferences. So don't be turned off by the idea that if it's a 2-bed, 1-bath, you can always reconfigure the product to be more akin to the bread and butter or other ways that you can make the product different that's more appealing and that's more in line with the Link model.
Yeah, and that was pretty cool because you, the realty team there on site at that first house that you're describing, the older house, I mean, it had a basement, right? It's vastly different than what I know here in Texas. We don't have basements. We may have a crawl space like pier and beam type foundation, but you guys had ready ideas on how to actually convert that, I think, to a 3-bed, maybe add a bathroom. And that's something you can do if the market demands it, though. Vince, not all markets demand a 3-bed, 2-bath house, so you've got to really learn what is needed in that market, and you, as part of my team, help me with that. You're able to give me those rental comps and comparable rental properties and tell me, hey, this is what people are leasing, this is what you need to do. It's really pretty straightforward, isn't it?
Well, I'd like to think so, but every Lou Inc. Investor is different.
Sure. We all follow through. We all go through the same education, and I guess there are some people deviate. If you deviate too much, though, right, sometimes that's where you get into trouble. But your market demands something different than North Texas or Houston or Central Texas, so you need to become in tune with that, and that's where having a resource like yourself, Vince, is hugely important. And for the person that is thinking about doing this remotely, let's just take a concrete example. Let's say you get a lead on a house and you get connected with that member. You know they've been looking in your market in Chattanooga or Knoxville, wherever, and you say, hey, let's go take a look. And they say, hey, I'm in San Diego, California. I'm not getting on a plane to fly out there. How does that work now going forward on a concrete property that we're pursuing?
Well, unfortunately, you know, with no risk, there's no reward. I won't deny that it's a leap of faith. In some instances, every situation will be different. If it's a wholesale, if your property's on the MLS.
What are you doing to help me, the remote investor? I mean, I'm not going in completely blind, right?
Well, for starters, answering my phone and having as much information as I possibly can about that property to help you make a great decision.
Okay. Videos, pictures, stuff like that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And when it's your first house, you know, we were talking over the break. We actually went and saw two houses in Knoxville on that road trip. Both were for sale. The second house, there was a member you said that was very interested, but you, in conversation, realized, you know, maybe this is not the house for you. First investment property, let's find something else. That's the kind of advice and recommendation that we as investors need. Now, I'm more experienced. I've been doing this for a while, but I've never done it in Tennessee, right? So I'm going to lean more heavily on you. I will have different expectations, perhaps, but that's where you as a local resource are huge. Very, very important. So investor, remote, you get us to the closing table. What happens next? We have a GC, we have a general contractor, we have somebody come out and do the repairs. How long have you been working as a member of Realty? Let me ask you that real quick.
Almost 2 years now.
Okay, and you've seen quite a few transactions, right?
Dozens.
Yeah. Yeah, in Chattanooga. And people are getting, how long are, these are older properties, how long are renovations typically taking in your experience?
Well, I mean, that's a loaded question because each property might have a completely different scope of work from the next.
Okay.
But in general, the projects that we advocate that Lou Inker's accumulator, they get under contract, we're looking to do things with 1 month to 3 months. It just depends on how good the equity capture is.
Got it. Well, the point is, and that's the point. That's exactly where I wanted to get to is we talked about equity capture, and I'm creating that wealth on my balance sheet in anywhere from 1 to 3 months. That's a very quick turnaround. It's the same thing I see here in the Dallas-Fort Worth market, right? It does, and you're right, it is a loaded question because it does depend on the scope of work and the project itself, but that's a good time frame. If you can go in, get this house turned around in 3 months, get it rented, get that cash flow coming in the door, well, now you can go on to the next one and continue to build that passive income and get to that financial freedom. And I do want to put this out there as well, because you and I, we're single family, right? You're a single family realtor. You're an investor as well. I'm a single family investor, but we have members not only buying in Eastern Tennessee and in the Nashville area, et cetera, not just buying houses, but investing in apartments as well. And I did have the opportunity to tour a number of apartments both in Chattanooga and in Knoxville. Do you get involved in apartments at all, or are you strictly single family?
Duplex, up triplex, and quads. Anything after that is strictly multifamily. And I emphasize single family.
Okay. For the listener, duplex, triplex, quad.
Rather.
Yeah, that's the same as single family, but we do have multifamily brokers there in that market as well. The point is, if you're not interested in houses, you know, it's funny, Vince. I love single family houses. I've been doing it for years. It's got me retired. It's created our financial freedom. But I talk to people that are like, oh, no way, not going to do it. Well, if you don't want to do it, we have people that are investing in apartments there as well. And it's going back to those demographics, the fundamentals, those small pockets. It's interesting to me, Vince, because you got a lot of members from here in Texas, both doing syndications there in Eastern Tennessee, but also buying their own small multifamily. Just the dynamics of that market make that work. It's doable, offsite, you know, third-party management, et cetera. So if you're not interested in houses, I think you should be. I think these are great markets, and what Vince has told us today underscore that. But, well, apartments are available there as well. And Vince, I got to tell you, I want to thank you for coming on the show. We're running up against the end of the clock here. Do you have any advice or recommendations to the listener that's never bought a single family house? What would you tell them? Hey, what do they need to do?
Just, you know, you got to rip the Band-Aid off and kind of jump in head first. For lack of a better way to phrase it, sometimes you just got to do it.
Just do it. Absolutely. Absolutely. 1 foot in front of the other. And if you need support, if you need help, that's why an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited is there. And you go out to things like the very Southeast Summit, where I had the opportunity to shake hands with Vince, go to dinner, you know, grab a beer, that sort of thing, get networked with other members and learn all about that market. And by the way, not just the Southeast Summit. If you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, you can click on the Expo tab. Our Wealth and Passive Income Expo is going to be coming up very soon here in Dallas-Fort Worth. That's May 7th through the 10th. You're going to want to check that out. If you want to meet guys like Vince, build your team, network, bam, that's the place to be. I thank you for tuning in. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.